Yes, sir. Good morning, everyone. Thank you all. The Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs and Space will now come to order. Lois, will you please call the roll?
Chair Wright.
Here.
Vice Chair Cruz.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Gaynor. Senator Harrell.
Here.
Senator Pizzo.
Here.
Senator Torres.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you very much, Lois. Could we all stand, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Please silence all your electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and return it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. Are you ready, Senator Brandes? So good morning to you, sir. So we're going to take up tab 1, SJR 886, on homestead tax exemption, surviving spouse of a veteran, by Senator Brandes. And Senator Brandes, you are recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this situation comes from constituents back home. And this is a proposed amendment that would provide for the homestead property tax discount afforded to veterans with permanent combat-related disabilities to carry over to their surviving spouse under certain circumstances. If approved by the voters, the amendment would take effect January 1 of 2021. Specifically, as somebody who's been if you're a combat-wounded veteran and you pass away before your spouse, then that you don't no longer get that exemption that they carry forward. And so this would allow them not to have their taxes go up because their combat wounded veteran has passed on. No recognizing the sacrifice and service that spouses make as they are the primary caregivers for combat related veterans in many circumstances. I think it's noble for Florida to look at this issue and take this on. So I would ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any questions on the bill? Yes, Senator Harrell, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for this very good bill. But I'm trying to discern exactly when this would be applicable, because I know if you are a disabled veteran 65 or over, that I know that if you have a service-connected disability and you're a surviving spouse, that it does carry over. I assumed that meant if you're a combat wounded veteran and you would have a service connected disability, perhaps. I don't know. So I'm just trying to discern what situations do we not already provide this for?
Correct. We don't provide it for the remaining spouse. So if the wife was the service member and she was disabled, but then she was married. And once the wife would pass away, the service member who was disabled passes away, the surviving spouse, his taxes would go up if they were claiming this exemption prior to the death of that service member. And then their taxes would then rise. And this is what we're trying to prevent.
Follow up. I totally agree with you, but when I'm reading the analysis on page 3, and it says a disabled... a veteran with a service-connected disability that confines him or her to a wheelchair or a surviving spouse, a veteran with a totally and permanently service-connected disability or a surviving spouse, a surviving spouse of a veteran who died on active duty is also provided the exemption. So this, in what situation do we not provide for the surviving spouse?
I think in the we don't provide for the surviving spouse because I believe we require that that the exemption is no longer valid for just the spouse only, right, for the surviving spouse.
Okay.
The exemption applies while the person is alive, and then, but once they pass on, the surviving spouse is not eligible, and this is what is going to make them eligible. Can we have staff phone a friend here?
Yes, Cindy.
Yes. No, no, is my mic on? We currently provide 5 exemptions or tax discounts on homestead property to veterans, but I think the one that the senator was referencing requires that the veteran be in a wheelchair. And of the 5 that we provide, and they're very specific in what's required, the only one that does not currently carry over to the surviving spouse is the one where the veteran is disabled due to it being combat-related. It does not have to be a total disability, and the tax discount is allotted based on the percentage of disability.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Senator Pizzo, did you have a
just quick minute, Mr. Chair. I know Senator Broxson had a question. My reading of the existing statute is the only circumstance where a surviving spouse enjoys this homestead exemption is if her spouse died while on active duty. The fifth point would be the only existing situation where a surviving spouse would be able to enjoy a total tax exemption. The fifth bullet point. And then the rest are scaled to a percentage, correct? Yeah.
Yes, Cindy. Did you want to say something? You're good?
Yeah, thank
you're good. Okay.
Okay.
Senator Stewart? Senator Cruz? Yes, I'm sorry. Senator Cruz?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I just want to make sure that I'm pretty sure that I read this correctly, Senator Brandis, but the surviving spouse, if let's say it's a she, carries the exemption for the house that she's currently living in. If she sells that house, perhaps she downsizes, then she can carry it over to what she purchases and has that exemption unless she remarries. Is that correct?
Well, that's beyond my knowledge as it relates to property taxes and the carryover exemptions for these specialty cases.
Okay. Okay.
Senator Boxen, did you have a question?
Yes. County Tax Assessor Collectors Association has endorsed this.
I don't know that I've talked to this County Tax Assessors Association about this, but we're talking about really a de minimis amount of money as it relates to across the state versus, and so it's you know, probably between, you know, $1 million to $5 million total across the state that would be impacted by this.
Can I follow up?
And I'm certainly going to vote for it. I think it's a good bill, but we need to remember that this is really not our money. We're giving away money of the taxpayers in each of the 67 counties, and it's always good to have them partner with us on making these decisions. And I appreciate you bringing this forward, but I think I've heard that they are not opposing this, so that's a good thing. And so when we go back to our districts and they talk about us mandating these changes to the county, that we have some buy-in from them. That's my only point.
Absolutely.
Any other questions? We have some appear. Yes, Senator Torres.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator, this bill only relates, or like the other one, is related to combat veterans. What about who are not combat veterans?
This bill only relates to combat-related disabilities.
That's it.
That's it, combat-related disabilities.
I see. Thank you.
Is there any debate? So, appearance cards. We have 100 of them. Maybe 3. So, Washington Sanchez?
Yes.
Yes, sir? Thank you. Waving in support. Some strange guy here, Danny Burgess.
If it's okay.
Would you like to speak to us, sir?
Just real briefly, if that's okay,
thank you,
Chair. Thank you for having me. Thank you to the good senator for carrying this great bill. We really appreciate that and your service to our country. So thank you very much. Just a point of clarification, wanted to answer Senator Cruz's question, if that's okay.
Yes,
it would carry over based on the percentage of the combat disability for the surviving spouse. A scenario where it would terminate would be remarriage would be one of those scenarios. Thank you.
Exactly.
And other than that, we wave in support of this good bill.
Thank you, Danny. And Lauren Levy, is it?
Yes, sir. The Property Appraisers Association of Florida, we certainly support this bill. Thank you.
You're off the hook, Senator Broxson. All right. Thank you, sir. Senator Brandis, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll wave close.
Thank you, sir. Wave close. Lois, please call the roll for SJR 886.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Yes.
Chair Wright?
Yes.
It passes.
By your vote, SJR 886 is reported favorably. Thank you very much. Okay, let's take up tab 2, SB 888, on homestead property tax discount by Senator Brandis. Senator Brandis, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is simply the implementing bill for the joint resolution, should it pass.
Are there any questions? No? No questions? All right. Well, we have an amendment, and there is an amendment. Barcode 920854 by Senator Brandis. Senator Brandis, you're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And on the recommendation of staff, the amendment gives the Department of Revenue rulemaking authority to administer the law. This provision expires January 1st of 2022. That's the amendment.
Thank you, sir. Yes. Okay. Okay, so clarify that it was amendment to 886. Correct? Or 888. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Diana. Appearance forms, yes. No questions, right? No questions. Appearance forms, Mr. Burgess?
No.
Oh, we have to adopt the amendment? Okay. Okay. So there's no debate. Recognized to close on the amendment.
Oh, we've closed.
You did. Say, all in favor? Yay. All opposed? Nay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill. A long ways to go, wasn't it? Is there any question on the bill as amendment? No. Appearance forms, Mr. Burgess?
Sir, the FDBA waives in support.
Thank you so much. Okay, is there any debate on the bill as amended? No. Senator Brandis, you recognize to close. Thank you, sir. Lois, again, please call the roll on CS for SB 888.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor? Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. So by your vote, CS for SB 888 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you so much, sir. All right. Is there any other business before the committee today? Seeing none, who would like to adjourn? Senator Harrell says we should adjourn. If there's no objection, we're going to adjourn. Thank you.